Solomon, when he first became king, Solomon was one of David's many sons. And when David died after reigning for 30-some years, Solomon was the one who got the nod and was installed to be king over all Israel. Solomon was still a young man. He was very devout, very eager to undertake this big job with all the right spirit. And so he made sure that he would worship God at every possible opportunity. Now, this was a long time ago, before structures were really built for worship. The temple had not been built. So the way to worship God in those days was to climb up a tall mountain, make animal sacrifice and burn incense, and to spend time up there in a place that was believed to be closely connected to God. So this was Solomon's practice, to do this as often as he could manage. And many times it was more than a one-day endeavor. By the time you assemble the whole retinue, make the hike up the mountain, do the ritual ceremonies, very often they camped then on top of the mountain. And one time at Mount Gibeon, they were going to stay over the night. So they, you know, put up the tents, got everybody situated. And during the night, really pretty much as hoped, Solomon actually had a dream in which God came and spoke to him. And in this dream, God said to Solomon, "What would you like me to give you?" And Solomon said, "This is such a tremendous honor to be put into this role and responsibility. God, you have been so faithful to my father David for all the years of his reign, so steadfast in your love and faithfulness. I'm so grateful for that. And I'm really mindful of my own inadequacy. I hardly know what I'm doing. There's more people than I can even count that now I am responsible for. So what I would like most of all, God, is if you could give me understanding. If you could give me a discerning mind so that I would know the difference between right and wrong, between good and evil. This is the gift that I would most like to have." Well, this request is very pleasing to God. God said, "Because, Solomon, you have not prayed for great riches for yourself, and you didn't pray that you might have a long life, and you didn't even pray to me that I would smite your enemies and kill them all, I am now going to give you this thing for which you have asked. I give you wisdom and an understanding mind. And not only that, I'm going to give you many more blessings beside." Now, if we were to be able to generalize a little bit from that story, I think it is safe to say that God invites our prayers. God wants to hear from us how God can bless us and help us. And it is pleasing to God when we are thinking not only of ourselves, but of our work that God has given us to do in the world, and we're thinking of others. I would like to suggest in the next few moments, and this is working out really well because Lexi had to run and have a diaper change and she's about to be baptized. We had this little activity planned anyway, and it's fitting in at just the right moment. As you came in today, you got a program, and hopefully in your program, hopefully it didn't fall out on the floor, but if it did, the ushers have more of them, you got a little piece of paper. Mine's already written on, but yours should be blank. And the idea here would be that you would just take a moment to imagine that God is standing before you asking that same question. What would you like me to give you? And maybe you would write that prayer on this piece of paper. Now, if that is too hard of an assignment, or you can't think of an answer this fast, I will offer you an alternative exercise, which would be to say, if God was standing before you wondering, what shall I give these children who are about to be baptized here today? What gift, what would you wish for these kids to have? So whether it's a prayer in response to God's question, what can I give you? Or how would you like me to bless this community and this family and these children? Please take a moment now to just write what comes to you in response to those thoughts. I think that Ron will give us a little bit of music so that we can take the time in reflection. And in a minute or two, the family here is going to start coming forward and gathering at the baptismal font. The other thing I would add is that you will have the choice whether you keep this in your own purse or pocket and take it home with you, or whether you would like to put it in the offering plate today. So if you're worried you don't want anybody to see what you've written, that's fine. You just keep it. If you would like to put it on God's altar later in the service, you can do so.